House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said in a statement today that Robert Mueller's special counsel clearly demonstrated President Trump is lying about the counsel's findings, about witness testimony, lying and saying the special counsel found no obstruction. And Nadler said, now that Mueller, in his first public remarks since his investigation began 2 years ago, is resigning, Congress will do what Mueller said he couldn't. Today, Mueller, in his short on-camera statement, said his team left open the question of obstruction of justice, not because of a lack of evidence, but because of Department of Justice policy against indicting a sitting president.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge. So that was Justice Department policy. Those were the principles under which we operated. And from them, we concluded that we would not reach a determination one way or the other about whether the president committed a crime.
Joining us by phone, Representative Ro Khanna, the Democrat of California. And Representative Khanna, do you think Mueller today was talking directly to you, to Congress? He said, if we had had confidence the president clearly did not commit a crime of obstruction, we would have said so.
I do. I think he was talking to Congress and he was talking to the American people, and he has displayed incredible restraint and integrity throughout the process and displayed a reverence for our laws and our Constitution. The critical aspect now is for Congress to act. We need to continue to aggressively investigate the president. We need to do our work in all of the committees. I believe we need to decisively act, at the very least, to censure the president for a lot of the illegal acts. As you know, there's only one president, Andrew Jackson, has been censored before. So that would be a clear statement that these acts are unacceptable and violating our democracy.
Well, as you well know, there's a split in your party about whether to go forward with these kinds of investigations, whether to begin impeachment inquiries. What do you think happens now after Mueller's speaking?
I think Mueller just reaffirms the need for Congress to do our job. My caucus is unified around the principle that there has to continue to be aggressive investigation, that the president has to be held accountable. I think many people will look to the committee chairs to do their work. My sense is a censure, at the very least, needs to take place, or some action by Congress that makes it clear that what the president did was illegal and wrong.
Well, as the president responded, though, he replied on Twitter. He said, nothing changes from the Mueller report. There was insufficient evidence, and therefore in our country, a person is innocent. The case is closed. Thank you.
Well, no one is talking about the criminal prosecution of the president. What we're talking about is holding the president accountable, and that is Congress's job. So Congress, the case is just beginning. We've received a report that Mueller has highlighted serious concerns. He has said that the conduct raised very grave concerns, and it would be a dereliction of our duty not to make it clear that this type of conduct should never happen again by a future president. Also, it's very important, I think, for
very briefly.
Folks understand that the interference in Russia was a major threat, and Bob Mueller concluded his press conference that Congress needs to act.
Ro Khanna, the Democrat of California, thank you.
Thank you.